there's a word called divine providence, and there's another word called freedom. And we're supposed to have this wonderful divine providence that is protecting us, guiding us, encouraging us. So if you were to just simply live with divine providence, your life will be okay. What about freedom? What is it then? Can we say no to divine providence? Can we say, I don't want to go option A. How about not option B, but maybe I can create option C myself? Would God allow that? One, there's a book called Divine Providence written by Emanuel Swedenborg, and it covers many, many topics related to that. And there is, he lists about seven or so, he called like a law of divine providence. So this is a law. This is the rule. And one of them is we should act according to our own reason. Mm-hmm. You can write a book about this one sentence, actually. Because you have to define what each word means, especially the reason part. When he says reason, doesn't mean we can think about it, doesn't mean we can understand and read about it. It's close to be, if you read the famous German philosopher Kant, he wrote books about reason. It's that kind of reason Swedenborg's talking about. You know? The reason that enables you to see things in a more objective way, including yourself. Yes. Therefore, you can measure and discern pros and cons of your action. And after doing that, by knowingly, you choose to sow, then that's yours. Who can really do that? Isn't that so hard in a way? So, I would like to simply share with you a few stories about how to understand, because this is beautiful theology. I love it. But beautiful theology does not always match our life or the way we feel or the way how we struggle. I believe each one of us has our own story on when and how you discovered or acknowledged that life is not that warm, life is not that all beautiful, promising, but there is harsh and challenge, there's cruelty, there's uncertainty in it. To me, it happened when I was 6. And at that time, I was somehow on that day, I made one to show it to you. A paper box. Have you ever made those things? Right? And have you ever just, you know, put it on the stream or river? Right? How far does it go? Does it go forever? No. Even if there's no wave and nothing else, it's made of paper. So what happens? It sinks. You know, on that day, I made a paper boat and I put it on a stream and sitting on a small hill nearby and looking at it. And suddenly somehow I felt, that looked like exactly me. A paper boat randomly made by a child for no reason and put it on a stream. And at any moment, it could sink. Well, my reflection came there because my parents somehow made me for their own reasons, and they divorced me for their own reasons. And for their own reasons, when they could not take care of me, they put me in other places. So I was with my grandparents' house, and my great aunt took me there and telling me that, you're such a big burden to your mom, so behave yourself. But I thought, it's kind of punishment, maybe, that my mom will take me back home soon. Well, about 6, 7, 8 months passed, and Grandma suddenly told me that your mom's not coming back to you. Forget about her. And she said she's married to another man. Well, I didn't want to believe that, but years passes, mom never come, no word. So not trying to say any, like, I had a sad childhood, but that's when just came to dawn to me, well then, why am I here? Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't trying to blame anybody. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, in a way, like the paper boat in the river. I mean, if I had a choice, I definitely would have chosen not to be there. Yeah. Like that. But somehow, I'm there. I have no parents. I'm living with grandparents. The problem also is Grandpa was having affairs, so Grandma was very angry all the time. Trust me. And she would not want to eat, so I was eating like one meal a day for about a couple of years. And so I have to think a lot. And in those thinkings, one question kept coming back to me. Why? Why do I have to do all this? And then something else happened is that I looked not too much into these human affairs. I just looked into the nature. And something else happened. It looked pleasant. And it was always there. So I developed a way to connect to the nature and play with them. So my favorite friends were wind and trees. You know why? Because they're always there. And I chose not to focus on this negative side because I have no control over it. And looking at it always causes me pain and anger. And when pain and anger, or pain or anger, or both of them comes into me, I don't behave well. And then later, I regret. So, I chose to somehow, or somebody encouraged me to choose to look at things that are positive, or things that causes me comfort and a joy. So on a given day, I would go to mountains and play all day there. And I would find my own lunch in the mountains. I loved summer and fall time because there are many things to eat. Winter was a horrible time because I have to stay home with my angry grandma all day, and which wasn't really pleasant. So somehow this inner voice was not me, though. There was some voice, something that was inspiring me keep on looking into something that is more positive. And do not overwork on things that I have no power to change. And that's kind of root or seed that was planted in me later, that I was able to work around all my angers and frustrations and confusions and seeking way to, in a way, form myself into a more positive person. Not for the world or not for other people, for my own sake. So, where is Divine Providence in this? To me, that whisper was pretty... Looking back now, right? Sri Rinpoche says another famous thing. You can only see Divine Providence looking back. Looking back now, I'm amazed and shocked that how I chose that. I was only 6 or 7. But some being, some voice is encouraging me to turn around and see things that's positive instead of keep looking at that negative, dark, and painful reality. A great lesson later I learned from that is I don't have to solve all my problems. I don't have to process all my pains. I don't have to dig out all these things. In a way, sometimes or many times, I can build something that's good or focus on something that is positive. And that eventually becomes my reality. So, in a way, it is about how we perceive things. Just like a paper boat in the river, I'm pretty sure none of you chose exactly the way who you are and all the problems and troubles you're struggling with. We didn't have that choice. Did you choose to be American? Some of us may have. I could choose to be American because I was born in Korea. But if you're born in here, you didn't really choose it. Did you choose to be white, Asian, black? Did you choose to be that tall, that way? Did you choose to be smart? Or did you choose to be not too smart? No. Life, in a way, is somewhat kind of struggling through what is thrown at us. And these thrown at us things are not by our own choices. A lot of. And the reality is those things we cannot change. But there is one thing we can change. And that's how we perceive. And this is made of paper, but somewhat in a mysterious way, this paper could become wood or metal or even fly. It doesn't need to sink into the realities of, you know, that is very harsh and cruel. Another story, very simple story, that kind of is designed by ancient people. Right? There is a woman who was always crying. You know, every day. Rainy day, she cries. Sunny day, she cries. So, a monk, ancient days, monk asked her, "Why do you cry every day?" And she says, "I have two sons. One son sells umbrella."
One son what?
One son sells umbrella. So on a sunny day, she's worrying about her son that sells umbrella. And the other son sells a fan. On a rainy day, she worries about the other son who sells fan. So monk looked at her and told her, maybe you can think just the other way around. On a rainy day, you think about your son who is selling umbrella. And on a sunny day, you think about your son who is selling the fan. And that made her different. She could smile every day. I mean, very dramatic story. But you get the point. Nothing changed. The reality itself didn't change. There's always two sides or many, multiple sides for one fact or one happening. There's always the other side to look at. But somehow, if we're drawn to focus more on this darker or more negative side, that amplifies to us. And problem is this darker negative side is not itself, but what it does to us. It brings pain. And often, pain brings anger or aggression. And when we have anger and aggression or anger aggression, we'll behave in a way that we'll not like later. If you turn around and find the other side of the reality, it does the same thing. If you focus on the positive, that it'll amplify in us and makes you calm, makes you be content. There's another story. There are two men working in the field, same side, right? Exactly identical size of the field. They're halfway done. One man's angry. Another man's happy. So looking at it, a passby, neighbor was curious. So he approached and asked them, "Why are you angry? I've been working here since 6 a.m. and I'm only halfway done. When am I going to finish this?" So he, went to the other field and talked to the happy guy. "Why are you so happy? You know, I've been working here since 6 a.m. I'm already halfway done. Just have more to go. I can go home." Right? Exactly same situation. Again, very, very, made up story, you can feel that. But this is very common thing that happens to us a lot. So what we can change, what we need to focus is our own inner perspective. And that's all about, that's everything about spiritual cultivation. In a way, we are here to learn, see how we are wired and how that works and how to cultivate our inner perspectives. And that you have a choice to do. And that you have a freedom to choose to do or not to do. When divine providence guarantees a freedom of choice, it is nothing about anything that is physical or material or even worldly. It is about our inner choice, choosing which perspective we could choose, choosing which way we want to see. In a very simple way, there's a black side and there's a white side. Which way would you like to focus? That you have a choice. Well, it is up to you. So, may God bless you in finding yourself as a paperboat and transforming yourself into a wood or metal boat. Or even an airplane. It could transform. Amen. Amen.